In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast. It's going to be a real episode and not an interview.
Don't worry.
Yeah, rest assured.
Exhale.
Strong opinions on the Caroline Calloway
episode. It was very extreme, which kind of tracks because I think you either love her or hate her. Yeah. So
it's sort of like that Lady Sovereign song. Do you remember her? Love Me or Hate Me, Still an Obsession.
Yeah.
You know what?
It truly was.
Wow, now that's stuck in my head all day.
Because I feel like all the people that were like, ugh, why is she news? It's like, you don't have to post about her.
Right?
It was like so many of you guys had such a strong reaction to not caring about her that it seems like you cared a lot about her.
True. The lady doth protest.
But we love you. And I actually really liked that there was a lot of opinions about that episode.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed that too. Because also, I'm like, you don't got to sugarcoat with us, guys.
No, never. We're here to
real.
Please.
I love
and
it.
Also, like, look, we're... This is kind of it. Like, we had, she had the drama. She came on the show, which was kind of a big deal. She wasn't doing a ton of podcasts.
No.
And so it's over. It's done. Like, we're obviously not going to talk about it again unless she, like, robs a bank.
Right.
And then if that's
or, like,
the case,
actually
yeah.
succeeds in scamming people, then.
Right. But I don't know. Thank you guys for the feedback.
I know.
And it was it was a fun thread to follow.
It was fun.
A lot of you guys were like, you guys did so great. I want to be honest and say that it didn't feel like, it's so interesting that that's what you guys heard in the episode, because it didn't feel like when we were talking with her that way. You know what I mean? Like,
I know. It didn't feel contentious.
It didn't at all.
After the fact.
But then, you start thinking, you're like, oh, a couple times she might have shut us down.
Where I was like, oh, do I go Jersey here and like throw wine or do I just sit politely because there's like a publicist right behind me and like have a discourse type of situation?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a fun time though. And also for you guys who are not in the Facebook group, it's not an other true crime group. Okay, a couple caveats. Number one, I added membership questions, so answer them or else like I can't accept you to the group, because here's why. We were getting an influx of people who just clearly did not understand the purpose of the group. They think we're like a crime stopping group, like they think the purpose of the group is like not another crime, like never again type thing,
like we're here to take people down.
We're not.
We don't have the power, guys. We can't even put on the air conditioning while we record, like we are not strong people.
We can barely know the login for the Instagram account.
The printer just started working to print out our notes.
We've been flying by the seat of our pants for a while. Yeah,
that.
You don't want us like solving your murder cases because no. So basically, still join the group. Please just answer the membership questions. Just be like, just indicate that you listen to the podcast or that you enjoy talking about true crime. I'll accept you. It's no big deal. But like, again, we're not like your neighborhood watch crusaders.
I know. We're getting VIP now. It's like,
it was just because we got so many requests that I was like, I want to let you guys in the group, but also I don't think you're going to be fulfilled by what's going on here.
we're not stopping
international crimes. No.
If anything, we're promoting.
Like, if someone posts like this crime, I would just put like a sad react to it on the Facebook group, and I'm like, I did my part. Like, I don't know how to.
if anything, we want more murderers.
Yeah.
I know. Actually, murder is like keeping our podcast afloat.
Murder scams and things like this, and this is the first. First kind of topic about this that we're covering.
So freaking
and
excited.
It's a big one.
Sarah's
people have
bread
been
and butter.
This is it's Sarah's birthday almost again.
Yes. Pyramid schemes. You know it. You know I love them. And this one is actually a pyramid scheme, so like no one can come at me because the line between multi-level marketing and pyramid scheme is pretty thin.
We got FTC.gov on our side.
Yeah. Can I be... So I've learned a lot about these just from the couple months that we've all been doing this. Because I really wasn't, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm cold susceptible. And I, you know, there's been a couple times when I've been like, sure, I can sell that. But multi-level marketing, when you guys would say it, I thought that it was like one of those things that like, that's what, just what you called it like on the DL. But when I was reading about AdvoCare, they call it that.
They know that's what they call it.
It's a career.
I thought it was a bad term. But
no, I mean, it kind of is.
I mean, yeah, it's got depending on who you ask.
But, I know. Depending on those Cutco knife salesmen that come to your door.
I know. Yeah. I feel like
selling knives door to door seems like a very bad plan.
It's very intense.
You're right. No, but I feel like there's so many like multi-level marketing things out there. And now with like social media, it's worse. I know a ton of people who are just like in various stuff, like selling like makeup or like those dumb like body wraps. Do you guys see that ever?
Oh, yes.
No, what are the body wraps?
It's essentially like Saran wrap coated in Bengay, but like that's not what it is, but that's kind of what it is. And
sounds
it's supposed to
really
like
nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to like make you appear thinner, and it might short term, but it's not going to make you lose weight. I mean, there are all types of companies like that are very similar to the one that we're talking about today, but none of them so far have been labeled a pyramid scheme by the FTC. So we're going to talk about AdvoCare.
AdvoCare. Which AdvoCare. I had to ask you guys when they sent the group chat, when they're like, okay, let's do AdvoCare. I thought it was old people insurance.
I thought
so too.
Are
they ripping off the old people?
Well, they do have like insurance MLMs. I'm not sure if Primerica is one of them. I think it is Primerica.
Yeah, but
it's
anything like, with care at the end just feels
that's
like
that's what I assume it's like at least like a white coat of some sort.
Yes. Yeah, you know absolutely. I mean? Yeah. I just imagine a commercial with like an old person with like a blood pressure machine and like AdvoCare for the ones you love. You
know,
or something
it's a good
like that.
Name. Kind of sucks that now we can't use it anymore.
Maybe we'll wait a few years to get it.
We'll do like the movie rule. Like after 10 years, you can name a movie the same thing again.
Yes. Should we just get into what
let's
it is?
Let's get into AdvoCare.
Yeah. We didn't play a game, but oh well.
Oh, do we have a game?
Should we talk about? No, let's talk about Halloween's coming up. What are you guys going to be?
Oh, wait. I'll go last.
Okay.
You guys both
excited.
Danny's already like, I'll go last.
Wait, because I have a fun one. It could be fun or bad. We'll see.
Okay. I'm not going to be anything because I'm going to be in Israel. So I'm sorry. I declined to participate.
That's fun. Sarah's like, I'll go first.
I'll go first.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you guys.
It's so hot. I just got back from Israel. It's 100 degrees there right now.
Right now?
So it was 100 degrees when I was there. There was days when I was, you saw my story. It was like 101 walking around.
Yeah, but that's well, I'm truly fucked because I only brought jeans.
You already packed for your trip next week?
Well, I'm leaving on leaving on Sunday, and I'm leaving straight from like my friend's wedding, basically.
Oh God!
Oh, that's right.
It's like, gone this weekend. I looked it up. It's gonna be like 70s and 60s.
Also, I love only jeans.
I literally looked up Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, and that's what it's gonna be.
Okay, well I hope because it was I was dying with
Tel Aviv.
With a hat.
I kind of want you guys to have like a bet, like if it ends up getting 100.
Well, the last time I went to Israel, they were like, bring layers, it's gonna be cold, and I was like, nah, this is Israel. And I looked up the weather for Tel Aviv. I was like, it's 60 and sunny, like I'll be fine, not accounting for the fact that like Jerusalem is a totally different climate, the north is a totally different climate. So I was like fucking freezing the whole time.
Oh,
so now I'm going to be sweating. And then I'm never going back to Israel again because you guys can't get it together.
It's good to know you can never win.
Right
now.
Some kind of metaphor somehow.
So my Halloween costume is so funny because actually Robbie thought of it last year, like in November. And I've literally put a reminder on my phone that was like, remind me October 30th that this is what I want to be next year.
So impressive.
So impressive. And I've been thinking about it. So I was like Donatello one time. And of course, like the girl version. So it's just like, it's a little dress with
Versace. No, the Ninja Turtle.
But the Ninja Turtle. But then I have a fur coat. So I'm going to be Donatello Versace.
I love that.
I love it.
I love that heart.
You have to do some like
thank
crazy.
You, so
is Robbie
you know what you should
so
do?
Much.
You should get like those sugar, like the wax lips, and just wear it all night because her plastic surgery is insane.
I need to get a blonde wig. I've been so I need to go get a giant.
Like Elton John
mermaid
has to hold like an intervention for you. You have to really commit to it.
Yeah.
Danny, are you going to be Elton John?
No, I'm going to be close-ish though. I'm actually going to Carly's party in Hoboken. The girl who runs Shop Batch is here.
Yay!
And I'm going to be Judge Judy Garland.
Yes!
Stop! I love those ones.
I love a hybrid pun.
I do too.
But in the real world, it's impossible. Nobody gets it. One time, the year that everyone was calling Taylor Swift a snake, I was Snake Taylor Swift. Nobody fucking got it.
See, I'm going to Hoboken. No one's going to get
right.
Judge
but if you're
Judy
at a
Garland.
House party, like people will take the time to ask you what the fuck is going
but
on.
But the tricks for the hybrids is they have to kind of be like that game where you use the last word.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I was my favorite favorite costume I ever, I think, have been. I was Snow White trash. And so I had the outfit, but then I had like a dopey tattoo on my tit. I was pregnant. I was just like smoking cigs. Like, I had like fake hickey. Snow White that trash was one of my favorite ones.
Great.
That I've ever
That's
done.
A good one.
Yeah.
Wow. One time I was Honey Boo Boo and I was a possessed Honey Boo Boo.
Boo.
Who just kept on shouting, "Where's my mom?"
Honey Boo Boo.
Oh my God. And did you just have like Mountain Dew and Pixie Sticks?
I had Mountain Dew.
Oh, poor girl.
Blood pouring out everywhere, like little blood things, and like a pink tank top. It was a blonde wig. It was a lot went into
that
it.
That would be really
wow,
fun.
You guys go all out for
that
this.
That would be a really fun group outfit. Just toddlers and tiaras, like just a bunch of girls like dressed in like the pageant stuff.
With like a diaper hanging out.
Yes. Exactly.
My thing is, I don't think I care about Halloween. Then the week before, I spent $250 on a costume.
Oh my God.
Always. Why is Halloween so good? That's why I've like, literally as I've gotten older, I've been like, what do I have in my closet?
I'm just reusing the same shit. I have a costume box from like my sorority days. Meh.
That's fine. A very humbling thing. I didn't have to buy anything new to be Judge Judy Garland. So I'm going to look inward about why I own the things I own. But we'll get into that later.
Absolutely.
Wow. But let's talk about, like, in completely, I don't know, there's literally no segue for this.
Well,
like,
it's actually because we are talking about AvaCare and we do have an expert coming in. It is Caroline Calloway. Can you imagine?
Oh my God. That was a joke. Please don't stop listening.
I'm kidding.
Guys.
I'm kidding.
So we got a lot of this info just straight from FTC.gov.
Yeah, with the last episode on FBI, like we are legit.
We're
now.
Yeah, we got our master's degree
straight from the government.
Really, we're just fucking getting all the information. So AvaCare, if you like me thought it was old people insurance, it's not. What it was is it's actually like a nutritional weight loss supplement type thing. It was founded in 1993 as an American dietary supplement company. So they had like powders and pills and
they still have this stuff. Now they're selling it direct to consumer, right. And it's like all these just like dumbass protein mixes.
Yeah,
and exactly. Shit.
They've got like a drink called Spark, which I mean should be your first. Like if you're like, mom, look at me, not Spark. You should, you should rethink
your name is Kyle.
Trash. Yeah,
rethink your life,
yeah.
Kids.
Yep. Change your name to Kyle, effective immediately.
Yeah, effective immediately, Chads of the world. Spark, Spark, Spark. It does. It sounds like a frat come to life. Spark. It also was a multi-level marketing company that was completely found out by the Federal Trade Commission to be a full-blown fucking pyramid scheme. Like, to the, when we get
I mean,
into
it's
it,
not
like to the
they
highest
had to
degree.
Find it out, but they
no.
just had
no,
to
they,
build a case.
Yeah. But like, honestly.
And it was very easy for them to build a case.
Oh, yeah. Truly, yeah. Truly. It was like this company was never planning on ever actually selling stuff.
No.
It was founded by a man named Charles Regis, who before this got his training on this type of scamming by being a multi-level marketing distributor for Herbalife.
Yeah.
So,
like,
hello.
Truly Herbalife long lost sister of AvaCare.
And you know what? I didn't mean to go I meant to go I meant to do
I was wondering what that
I meant to do a drum roll, and because I'm jet lagged and I've started drinking coffee again, I'm also I think high maybe.
Also, is that like a French drum like type of thing? It's like
I don't know.
Of some sort.
Just in post we'll make that a drum roll.
Also, if you guys haven't watched the John Oliver segment on Herbalife and multi-level marketing, like, everybody go watch it. It's so good.
We're a big fan of him. He's a big fan of ours.
Yeah, he totally knows who we are.
Yeah, John Oliver is actually just waiting for us outside right now.
We have brunch plans. Yeah. So, what kind of happened?
Friday
now that's
brunch.
All kicked off.
Yeah, a big Friday brunch.
Yeah. So, October 2019. So, very, very recently. The FTC ruled that AvaCare was a pyramid scheme that swindled hundreds of thousands of consumers.
Boo.
They said that they rewarded distributors not for selling product, but for recruiting other distributors to spend large sums of money pursuing this business opportunity. So it's sort of a thing. It's like, oh, you'll move on in the company if you get more people to join the company.
Yeah.
Kind of like
right.
Cult energy.
You only can like move on if you get somebody else to buy this amount of product.
Right.
Which like I feel like stupid. From that moment, I feel like people should be like, oh, this is not.
Yeah, we can talk about why people just.
Yeah.
Oh boy,
everybody's looking for something to hold on to, and for some people, it's Spark.
Spark. Yeah, and nearly all of them lost money after expenses for this, but we'll get into that.
Yeah.
The FTC alleged that AvaCare promoted this business opportunity, distributing health and wellness products through all these hundreds and thousands of people known as distributors. So that's like the longer, the bigger the web got, the more people they could like get into this kind of a situation. And they allege that the majority of distributors made no money or actually lost money from
becoming a member. I love that you guys are surprised. I spend every single day on the anti-MLM subreddit, and I'm like, yeah, this is par for the course.
Of course you do.
I know.
And I'm like, losing money. But I'm like, sometimes when I like go to work and I buy like a sweet green, I'm like, did I just lose money?
You did, but you're not actually in debt. I mean,
no.
Well, from...
No, not from that. I'm joking. Yeah,
sweet green from debt? Your sweet green from recruits, sweet maybe green. Not. Ugh. I mean, I guess the part that I kind of just want to explain is like, the way that these companies work is the way that they're structured is like, okay, you buy into this company. Mm-hmm. So you have to pay a certain amount of money just to even be able to sell.
Yeah. $59, I think, was the initial like fee to become a distributor.
It's almost like a Greek life thing. And like, so, basically
like they tell you that you can make money by like selling the spark and nonsense. But in reality, nobody wants that shit. It's also like, usually all multi-level marketing stuff is like way overpriced and you can just get a non-MLM brand for cheaper.
Yeah.
But the way you really like make money is by recruiting someone. They sign up under you. You get a cut of their commission, and then anybody else that they recruit, you get a cut of their commission as well. So like, yeah, pyramid scheme. If you were to draw it out, it's literally that scene in The Office where like Jim is like drawing the triangle and Michael Scott is like, I have to go make a call.
But it's never like, no part of their thing was like, oh, and also sell to people.
But it's like, in reality, you can't make a lot of money or much money at all selling to people. Like, the real money is the cut that you get from recruiting other people
and getting them to buy products to sell.
Exactly.
But
so, according to the FTC, Advocare operated an illegal pyramid scheme, like we said, that really pushed distributors to focus on recruiting rather than actually selling to customers. And the compensation structure basically incentivized distributors to purchase a lot of stock to keep on hand. And then you have to like recruit a downline of other people. So basically, it's like you are just buying all this stuff and you have extra because like, your uplines are the person who you signed up under is telling you like you need stock, you need to have it to like be able to
sell it, and
then you just keep buying it, and then she's making money when you're buying all this stock.
Yeah,
so it's like inherently just so dishonest.
And your one bedroom condo now is overflowing with spark.
And now you have to like fill a closet with spark.
Yeah,
where your coat's gonna go. But the thing is, like, if somebody literally said this to me, I'd be like, that's a pyramid scheme. Like, that's what I wonder where.
Well, the thing is, like, that's a common like thing with people who push back against multi-level marketing, and it's like, well, pyramid schemes are illegal. Number one, this one did get named illegal.
Yes.
But it's such a, it's like a small loophole. Basically, in order to not be considered a pyramid scheme, you just have to be selling a product. So it's like easy, even if like all the signs point to pyramid scheme, if you are technically selling a product, it's harder for the FTC to rule it.
I'm not talking about the FTC. I'm talking about me as a person. Yeah. Like, I'm talking about people.
Oh, like if someone was like telling me to do this.
If somebody was like,
what?
Yeah, buy all this spark and then get some people to buy spark, I'd be like, this sounds like a triangle.
Yeah, well,
of sorts.
You're skeptical, but like,
but also,
lots of people
again,
aren't.
I was in a cult.
Yeah, exactly. You
but
were
again,
in a cult.
I also did a relationship course with Landmark when I was 21 years old.
So I'm sure a lot of 21 year olds are getting
into drink the Flavor-Aid.
Yeah, or the spark.
Or don't the spark.
Drink, don't
spark.
Drink the spark.
And don't drink the spark if you're an athlete. We'll
maybe that's
going to
be our sign.
Crossover callback.
Yeah. And I think, crossover callback. Amazing. I think why the FTC was able to do this was because these people were like really blatant about this.
Yeah.
Apparently one Advocare distributor explained during one of the company's success school trainings that the directive is, quote, to recruit business builders who recruit business builders who recruit business builders.
Say business builders,
quote,
again.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Red
I think,
leather,
I think if
leather.
I do that, like the head of Advocare is going to appear through the mirror.
Oh my God, true.
Live action Aladdin.
Oh, it's so funny. Even with that, you're like, okay, so we have all these business builders and then.
Right. So they're like literally out here saying that the point is to recruit someone, to recruit someone, to recruit someone. Yeah. It was just basically a pyramid scheme. So as we mentioned, if you wanted to join Advocare, you had to pay $59 to become a distributor, which only made you eligible to receive discounts on products and to sell products to the public. But in order to earn other types of compensation, like I think they give bonuses based on sales.
Yeah.
You had to become an advisor, which really required you to spend between $1,200 and $2,400 purchasing Advocare products. And then you would accumulate thousands of dollars of all this product that you couldn't sell. So, like, essentially, they say it only takes $60 to start up. But in reality, you have to hit a certain threshold to be able to even earn bonuses. And that threshold is, like, over a grand. So, you're fucked, basically.
You're fucked hard. Because essentially their whole thing that they, like, stood for was... Like the how they got people was essentially saying, like, you can quit your job, you can make endless amounts of money,
work at your own
time, you can do this and you can do that, which is crazy.
Just work from your phone.
Yeah, they like kind of stood on this platform, but obviously it proved to be really hard to actually make money with AdvoCare. The FTC actually alleged that the income of AdvoCare advisors was based on their success at recruiting, with the highest rewards going to those who recruited the most advisors and generated the most purchase volume from their downline. But again, to recruit people, AdvoCare and other defendants told distributors to make exaggerated claims. So they were asking people to lie, essentially.
Fudge
they were
numbers
like,
to get more people.
So their whole like thing was like, you can live in a dreamland, you can make all this money. And then they would ask people that weren't even making money to just say that they were making money.
Right.
Which, why would you ever fucking go along with that? You know what I mean?
This still happens. And also, I think they're making exaggerated claims regarding weight loss, too.
Yeah.
Which, again, still happens.
Yeah.
And because if you're a supplement, you're not regulated by the FDA. So there's the government is not checking up on you to see if, like, this actually does what it says it does, because it's a supplement. Yeah. They're unregulated. So,
and also, I feel like the people that are being told to lie are also being lied to, being told promises. Like, oh, you'll be making all this money. So just
you can
tell
just tell people.
Them
yeah, you're getting pressure from like both ends.
I love what they told them. They said, tell them that you make as much as hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars a year. Really?
Which
you got AdvoCare in the back of your Honda Civic.
You're getting Emma Stone money for?
Yeah, do you think people making millions of like, once you hit that million, I'm done selling Spark.
No, right? Yeah.
You know, like I'm turning
in the Camry.
Spark.
I'm going to get, yeah.
Yeah. The FTC alleged that distributors were told to create emotional narratives, of course. This very much reminds me of Dr. Death. Remember when there was like that fake commercial? Did you guys listen to the Dr.
Death?
That
was so good.
Where it was like that woman was like, he's the best. And then she was like, I kind of didn't even know what I was talking about. So create emotional narratives in which they struggled financially before they joined AdvoCare, but then obtained financial success. This whole thing is fucking bullshit,
guys, still see this.
Everywhere.
See it all the time. It's
you
like,
see it everywhere.
Before I joined Herbalife, I was living paycheck to paycheck, and now I'm making thousands of dollars a month. And it's like, it's still all over social media. Like, go on Facebook, go friend your aunt who lives in like Wisconsin. I guarantee you'll find this shit.
Look at everyone in your high school reunion group.
Oh, yeah.
Half of them are doing this.
Yeah. And they actually, distributors, they actually would. They were told that they should instill fear in people that they were trying to recruit. Be like,
you'll regret it.
You're going to regret it. And it's like, I don't know if I would. It's just crazy. Like, all these tactics seem very, very obviously manipulative and crazy. So yeah, if anybody declined, they would be like, oh, no, you're going to regret it, which is just so stupid. And the FTC alleged that the defendants told consumers that they could realize large incomes by promoting AdvoCare, and that they're earning, like we said, would be fucking unlimited.
It gets like weird magic moments with it.
Yeah,
you know what
it,
I
really
mean?
It really does.
Because I know the, one of the women's like with the quotes are saying it's almost like defying gravity, wicked. They're like, come with me,
the
fly out west.
The
limit. Oh,
yeah.
I feel like it's just really like high pressure sales tactics towards people who are like probably desperate.
It's like the people you pass on the street with a clipboard to donate to PETA, times a million.
Oh my God. Yeah. People were quoted in saying things like, I get to decide what I truly want according to the effort I put forth. And this is incredible profit that can be made through infinity. Okay.
I think that's a big thing too. Because
but also everyone who says that, if you can make it through infinity, you have three infinity tattoos and two you regret. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like an arrow.
Chinese symbol that means spaghetti. Get out of here.
Well, I feel like that's also why people stayed, because there's this like, you would get pressure where it's like, oh, you really put in what you get out of this business is like a common riff that people would say. And then if you'd want to quit, it's like, oh, well, you're not working hard enough. But then on the other end of the spectrum, they also claim that like, oh, it's not a lot of work. It's easy. I can do it from my phone. Like the claims they make are like all over the place.
I know.
And they're so conflicting. But like people do fall for this all the time.
I also think though, like anybody that's going to. I guess I'm not a salesperson. I've never been good.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? Like some people really could just sell anything. Like, and I could see that there might be like a handful of people that actually maybe made it work, including like maybe some of the higher, but like you really
day to day,
these things, they really trick you into thinking, you know, that you can sell stuff. I can't. If somebody says no to me, I'm like, because I told you I cold call sold wine over the phone for a month. I would literally get handed a stack of cards and they would make me call people at the office and be like, say, what are you drinking today, red or white? And then like I would have to sell wine to these people without tasting it. Like, and the woman would get on the thing with me. So I had a headset and I'd be on the phone and she would be telling me what to say, screaming at me through a thing, telling me, like, these people would tell me like, oh, you know, I'm sober now. And I'd be like, don't you want to buy gifts for people? Like, and I just was like so uncomfortable.
They're like, I'm 12. Get a fake ID, bitch.
Yeah. No, it was like these companies and I would be like bullying past the secretary. And it's just like, I'm not comfortable with pushing on people. But some people really are good at it.
If there was someone in your ear telling you what to say to those people, why did they have you serve as the middleman?
Because I think it was just more people, you know, like they had like an open call. They hired three of us and it was like between the three of us, I kept getting through to the next level person. Like I kept getting past the secretaries and I kept like hitting these tiny small marks. So they let the other two go. And then after the first week, I couldn't sell a fucking thing. I think my dad bought a case and some guy I was kind of seeing at the time bought a case.
Oh man.
But like the fun part was that we literally had a glass of wine every day and like I got to get a couple of bottles because I won a couple little things between the three people
was
that
it
I started
good
with.
Wine?
It was great wine. It was good. They told me it was good, so I was like mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it cost $15 right. And above. But it's great.
But it was crazy. But then I did see the people behind me were like it was the same thing. Like this woman was like, I paid off my car in a year from this. I do that. Like this one guy filled this guy's whole Colorado winter home with cases of wine. Like these the people working there had clients and they did sell. I would see
were
them sell,
you
but they were like
in
screaming
a pyramid scheme.
You guys, how come I'm in cults and pyramid schemes that I don't know about it?
Because like people obviously do make money in these, but it's the people at the top of the pyramid. So maybe you were just seeing the people at the top of the wine pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
You could have been leading the cult.
I will say,
Don't message Casey about selling makeup. She'll do it.
I like too how we found out. She's like, who would ever do this? This is insane. You did it.
I'm so sweaty. I'm so embarrassed.
Cut to. And they told me I should like recruit my friends and family. And my dad had to buy
a bottle, a box of wine for me.
Oh my God.
I will tell you.
And
I
also being told all these lies about Colorado wine houses being filled
up. I thought I was going to be able to pay off a VW Tiguan.
Oh, wow.
How's that working for you?
I don't have one.
Well, did they promise you like a free BMW?
No, they just were like, there was like all these just like marks. I will say that in the 1 month that I was there, I did have good timing because like the main one of the main people came down and took us all out to like this really, really beautiful lunch at like a Tom Colicchio restaurant.
Ooh.
So I was like, well, I got
was
that.
It chopped?
No, it was in LA. It was in LA. It was, I forget what it was, but it was, yeah. Okay.
Well,
sorry.
I guess I'm sorry. I'm joking. But, like, this is amazing.
That's
You've
amazing.
Done so many
I love
crazy
how,
things.
I love how you truly just spun yourself into the whole of advocate.
I know.
The FTC is saying that alleged that the Avocare did not offer consumers any viable path to like financial freedom. Like there's no way you're not going to pay off your mortgage selling Spark. So in 2016, 72.3%.
Maybe your VW Tiguan though.
But also what if you like build a house out of Spark boxes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then you got
you
it.
You could live outside of a fancy place.
The sky's the limit. Infinity tattoos. Yeah. Butterflies. Yeah. Like Long Island
Profit
medium.
That could be made through infinity. Yeah.
They're like, but this is my Etsy store. I got it to make work.
Oh my God. I really thought about, you know what?
Etsy?
I can't. I found some bead shop now? In Israel and I was like, I can make earrings forever. You guys, what am I doing? I gotta go. Bury me.
I'm scared being the level-headed one here right now.
I know. What's gonna happen when I'm out of town
Sarah's
next week?
Sarah's pill popping prescription because she's sick.
Yeah, I took 4 prednisone.
Yeah.
I'm jet lagged and susceptible.
Casey's, it's 8,800 degrees in here. Casey has a full winter hat on drinking a coffee.
I think it's also just like I'm so excited to talk about pyramid schemes. That's why I'm like on
the
one right now.
Got your girl feeling loose. Yeah. So in 2016,
by Greg Goose, you mean Spark.
Could you imagine? What if it was that? You're like, guys, do you want a vodka soda? No, just a Spark.
We should try some.
I actually would. Oh, okay. 72.3% of distributors did not earn earn any money from AdvoCare.
Yes.
Another 18% earned between one cent and $250.
I loved that quote.
And another 6% earned between $250 and a grand. So that's already lower than
a year.
A year.
You guys, it's topped out at $250 for the year.
Oh,
you guys.
And this annual earnings distribution was identical for like 4 years in a row. You can chalk it up to just a bad year.
So they haven't even, it's like, it's one thing if you at least make back the $1,200 that you spent, but if you're in the lucky percent that has made $250, then you've made $750 for 3 years.
Exactly. Yeah. And so then like,
what the hell?
They tried to get through, and AdvoCare still pitched its business opportunity through all this, like to getting ads on podcasts, websites, conferences, webinars, just kind of like take over the world situation.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's funny that you guys laugh that this is abnormal, but okay, I literally just Googled the Herbalife income disclosure statement. I think this is from 2016.
Spill.
In 2016, Herbalife, 86% of US distributors did not receive earnings from Herbalife. So that means they literally made $0 or lost money.
Maybe that's just like a bonding. Maybe it's kind of like taking like a knitting class.
Yeah, well, one that you lose money on. And the top.
Are you making money back from the scarf?
And,
I don't know.
And the top 1%, which was 300 people, earned more than $14,000. That's not even an entry level salary. This is the top 1%.
$14,000?
Yes, $14,175.
Kidding.
So, and these are people who have spent 3 to 35 years in Herbalife.
That's disgusting. So, 35 years. And this, so you have to have a regular job to also work for Herbalife.
This is a side hustle. Essentially,
it's a side hustle where you're just losing money and going into debt.
But apparently they have merch. I literally today on my way to this office, there was a woman next to me drinking out of an Herbalife coffee mug.
Oh my God! You should have gotten her on the podcast.
When I was sitting in the New Orleans airport for 9 hours because of delays. It was the same time an Herbalife convention was there. It was me, a martini, and 15 people in Herbalife shirts. And I was just like, what's happening?
Oh my God. But did they try to sell you anything?
If I had another martini, I would have bought something. I was trying to kill time. Like I went to Hudson News 12 times. I was like, I'll buy whatever the fuck this is.
Yeah. You guys, wait, do you guys know that I think the landmark courses were right next to the Herbalife building in LA now that I'm really thinking about stuff?
Pyramid Way.
Holy shit.
See? It's crazy. Okay.
I could add a whole different life. I might not even be here.
Oh, God.
I might live in Western Utah with my...
with like a Herbalife health club.
Yeah.
Oh, my
with
God.
With somebody.
With somebody.
Somebody.
You just got so misty-eyed at the end there. That got like dark. Hard effect.
Instead of with the rats and the pigeons.
Oh, my God.
Talking about murder for a living.
Yeah. I think this caramba. Is the better way.
I do too.
I think I do too.
Yeah, I'm happy with my choices.
Okay, I'm really glad. Okay, so as a result of this FTC investigation, AdvoCare International LP and its former CEO had to pay $150 million.
Yeah.
And they're banned from the multi-level marketing business, which seems fair.
Yes, it does.
Again, this was against charges that they operated an illegal pyramid scheme that deceived consumers into believing they could earn a ton of money as distributors of the products, which we know was a lie. Carlton and Lisa Hardman were two top promoters of the brand, and they also settled charges for their involvement in the pyramid scheme and for misleading consumers about their income potential. Those two agreed to a multi-level marketing ban and a judgment of $4 million that's going to be suspended when they surrender substantial assets. So I guess when they give up all their cases of Spark.
Oh, they're right? Gold.
And the government's just like, cool, now we have this.
Yep. Now the government's got to sell it. Now the government's in on the pyramid.
All the senators are all jacked up.
Ah, oh my God, yeah. That would be crazy.
Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to say that name.
Oh man, me
Klobuchar?
All I know is she threw a fork at someone because she didn't have, she threw a pen at someone because they didn't have a fork for her salad, and I do respect that.
Who was this?
Amy Klobuchar, one of the presidential nominees.
Oh, that lady. Okay, yeah. I don't know how to pronounce your name.
Go away, me.
Yeah, we're political now.
How am I supposed to eat this salad with my hands?
With her pen that she threw at someone. Yeah.
Can I tell you? I don't blame a bitch.
Be resourceful. Get another pen, make a chopstick.
Yeah. okay, so the FTC complaint also charged two other top AdvoCare promoters who are named Danny and Diane McDaniel with unlawfully promoting a pyramid scheme, making deceptive earning claims, and also basically like giving other people the tools to do the same. So in addition to this $150 million judgment and a permanent ban on multi-level marketing, the settlement order with Advocare and Connolly requires them to notify all the Advocare distributors about the lawsuit and settlement, which I think they already were notified like last year.
Well, didn't they have to, wasn't that money used to pay back anybody that bought product?
Yeah, so basically right? Now yeah. Like this, the former CEO and Advocare has to tell everybody that one, they can no longer earn compensation based on purchases from people in their downline.
Right, it's only based on actual sales now.
Mm-hmm. Right, number two, if they had a lot of losses because of Advocare, they can get some of their money back from the FTC if you or a loved one has suffered from mesothelioma.
There you go.
Also, they have
call
to tell
Shavitz,
them.
Call Shavitz and
who yeah, Salino and Barnes, I don't know.
Shavitz, Shavitz and
Salino and Barnes.
They broke up.
Wow.
No, but they're still doing commercials together.
I know. What's love got to do with it?
I know.
Tina Turner.
Wild.
Call Tina Turner if you had Advocare. Just see if she answers.
Oh my God, right.
Give her my best.
Let her know.
Can't wait for her musical.
I know. Okay, the final thing is that if these distributors decide to discontinue selling Advocare, which why would you not, Advocare has to offer 100% refund on unused products. But like, who is still going to sell Advocare? This doesn't make any sense. Guys.
Well, no, but my thing is, I feel like there are people too, like, even after things like this happen, they'd be like, maybe now there's a demand for it.
Also, oh, man. Yeah.
But like, shouldn't they charge more because of inflation? Like, if you bought these products in 2012 at $35 a spark, shouldn't you get like
also, does
a
Sparks spark expire?
$40.
Did you read too about the girl who was like an Olympic athlete who like
there's,
used some
there's
of this
like
product?
Yeah. Yeah, there's like a lot of celebrity.
George W. Bush also. Yeah.
No, but what happened
spoke
with
at
her,
their convention.
She tested positive for like a stimulant enhancing drug. And she's like, I swear, I just used this like drink from Advocare and they tested it and it tested
yeah.
positive for it.
Oh boy. You guys.
Yeah, they were like apparently the official drink of like soccer or something like that.
She was a soccer player.
Yeah,
the girl,
I think they
and then
were
there was
also
two football players. I know that were also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But maybe and also George Bush spoke at one of their conventions or something like that.
Well, you know.
Like
he doesn't make great choices.
No, but I just think it's funny.
It is funny that he was yeah. They got all of us. They got everyone.
For all my like multi-level marketing research, I, aka like my hobbies, I really had never heard of Advocare before. Like, they're not really
either.
One of the bigger ones. They're not like I hear about like Herbalife all the time. One of my former camp counselors used to sell like Isagenix or Esagenix or however you pronounce it.
But that's the old guy that's all cut up, right?
I don't know.
Like, isn't that Isagenix? It's like that old guy that's like, I'm 77, and he's just got the body of like.
That sounds
like a Calvin Klein.
I know,
like a Calvin Klein model, but his face is no. He's like,
it could be.
It could be.
I thought because I've heard of Isagenix. I feel like that's something my dad has done too. My dad definitely falls for this kind of shit too. So I come from a long line of people that buy weird powder.
I used to do this like pre-workout stuff that I don't know if it's like legal anymore because literally I used to take it with my boyfriend at the time. And we were like, this feels like meth.
Or is it?
It was, oh my God, I forgot the name, but I'll look it up. But you could buy it at healthcare stores, but then we were
the
like,
HGH?
This is. No, it wasn't. It was pre-workout, so it's like a ton of caffeine and stimulants, and you take it before you work out. So you're like, yeah, let's get swole like, in the gym. Aside from like what you normally do, which is be like, oh my God, I don't want to be here. I'm going to take selfies.
Yeah.
But like, if you've ever like.
I have questions that you and your ex-boyfriend worked out together, but that'll be for a later date.
Yeah.
you're like, hey babe, let's have some pre-protein powder and then
down some crack.
Let's hit the
Ellipti.
Yeah,
I know the Ellipti. Yeah, he definitely got me into pre-workout. It's not something I would do normally, and I've never taken it again.
Can't look at
the
stuff the same way.
Because I would take it, and like you know. If you've ever like done Molly when you're like about to roll and like your hands start tingling, like that kind of shit would start happening to me when I took this pre-workout and I'm like, this is not good.
You're like,
I think this might be meth.
Could be meth.
So anyway, I don't think you can get it anymore.
That's
and
good.
That's my story.
That's a story.
Basically, as I was reading this, again, my question is like, okay, how is this different from any other multi-level marketing company? One answer was like, okay, these people were really blatant about the recruiting aspect.
Yeah.
But the shorter answer was, it's really not that much different. They just didn't have enough money to lobby the government.
And that they weren't able to. And also, I feel like a lot of MLMs, they'll have things that are a little more, people will be like, oh, I guess I'll buy that type of thing too. I feel like this is one no one, I'm like, no one wants.
I had never heard of it. People weren't really buying it. Also, I mean, okay, we have Betsy DeVos. She's married to the heir of the Amway fortune, and she's the Secretary of Education. I looked it up. In 2018, Herbalife spent $570,000 lobbying. In 2018, Isagenix raised $25,800 and spent $11,000 to PACs.
Well, you think this is a conspiracy that they make all these things just so they can donate to the government?
No, I think the reason that the FTC isn't investigating them is because they're lobbying.
Political forks and salads.
I know, we should have gotten this up. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's that crazy. Like,
no, that
John Oliver really goes into that in his thing.
Our friend,
but
John Oliver, yeah.
Our close
we'll
personal
be right
friend.
Out, John. Yeah.
John, stop. Just hang out with Caroline.
But that's, oh man, Advocare. I don't even know what to say.
I don't know what to say.
Advocare does sound like something that would be a lobbyist.
Well, and you know, it also like, sounds like the
Advocare
plot on like
for a, bunch.
A CBS legal show. They'd be like, ugh, Advocare's doing, you know what I mean? Like, there'd be a whole episode about like Advocare testing for weird things.
Yeah.
And that's my good wife.
Oh man. that's
my other friend Julian Margulies, but perfect. I haven't introduced you guys to her yet.
Oh wow, okay. I feel offended. She's shy. But that's fine.
Yeah, no,
she's shy.
Yeah, she just likes her time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, who doesn't?
we go to Pizza Hut together and just split a pizza.
You and Juliana.
Yeah.
Never thought that she was a Pizza Hut person.
Well, she blots the grease. It's very She went to Sarah Lawrence, she learned that there. It's a good trick of the
stuffed crust or no?
No.
It's a lot.
It's hard.
Guys, stuffed crust is amazing.
Well, and also because
she hated stuffed crust.
Yeah, she's a voice actress too. It's hard. I know, right? I'm like,
it's never a problem I've had with like any food. I love salt.
It's pretty good.
Salt is the best.
I guess we were talking from MLMs to stuff crust.
Yeah.
That's where we're at today.
You know what? They need a pizza MLM.
Sarah's on pills. Like I'm jet lagged. Danny's in flannel.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
Things are weird. Just flannel.
That's Danny's only
marker
right now.
And then like a shirt that I drunk bought to support an Indiegogo campaign for a band I'm kind of friends with.
So it's a broken TV with a potted plant on it?
That's where I'm at.
That's it. That's the tweet. I don't understand the shirt, but
I don't either. But shout out to Active Bird Community.
Active Bird Community. Sounds like a multi-level
marketing.
Can I
tell you? They're all very attractive too. They're attractive and it's a good band. You know what? Shout out. Donate if you want to donate to them. Who the fuck cares?
Cool.
That's my MLM.
Ooh, I have a shout out. I met a fan of the podcast.
In Israel?
No.
Oh. I was like, that would be insane.
No, I met a fan of the podcast. I had a show the other night at 60 LES on the Lower East Side, and she was so sweet. I think she came by herself just to watch the show, and Becca Brown is in town, and I took a picture with her, which I'm going to post, which will be out of context because I will have posted it before this episode comes out.
But Becca Brown's in town.
But she was so sweet, and she came up to me afterwards, and we took a picture. And like I said before, come and say hi if you see us out in the streets or if you come to shows.
Yeah, come up to me up front.
For sure, say hi. But Becca Brown is in town. Was so sweet. We hugged. We took a picture. She came to my show. I had a very bad set, and she was very sweet about it. She's like, maybe they just weren't your crowd. And I was like, I love you, sweetheart.
She's like,
they were just kind of young and drunk. And I'm like, baby, that is my crowd.
That is mommy's demo. That is like literally us.
I'm chalking it up to the jet lag and not having done comedy for 12 days. So
yeah, and also just like French.
But it was lovely to meet you, Becca.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Yeah.
I was at the conference for Instagram yesterday.
Oh yeah. Ooh.
It was really fun. It was called Instagram Next. They told us all these cool secrets. The conference was great. Mark Zuckerberg showed up. I don't know if that's a secret. I don't think it is. I put it on my Instagram story.
Yeah. He posted a selfie.
He posted a selfie. We're good. That was wild. And so BuzzFeed was like, it was so funny because they posted this graph that was like honestly kind of douchey because it was like their growth and it was literally just like a straight upwards diagonal line.
Yeah.
And it's like, cool, BuzzFeed, thanks. Uh-huh. So then I trolled them at the end and I took the same graph. I put
selfies,
tequila and sodas on the bottom and bathroom selfies on the y-axis.
I love it.
Yep.
So that was
the most interesting thing that I did lately.
I love it. What did I do? I've just been doing a lot of hot yoga, trying to get my life together,
trying
to fit into pants.
Don't buy pants, just buy leggings.
But every time I go there, like people, it's sort of like a sad moment for me because everyone always goes like, "You were really good today." It was sort of like one of those.
Oh my god, that seems.
Yeah,
we were all rooting for you.
Where it's like everyone's like truly like men, women, like just like so naked, like doing handstands, and I'm just like dabbing my face in the corner. They're like, "You gave it your all."
I'm just doing like shavasana the whole time when you lay down on the floor. And I'm like, I did it. Yoga.
And like they literally offered me a snack after class. I was like, I don't think that comes
with membership.
Did
they really?
Yeah. I mean, who we'll get into.
They offered me a snack after class.
That doesn't sound bad.
I've never been offered a snack after yoga.
It was like a... like beet hummus and carrots. So I think they're trying to like, they're like, I know you're gonna try to go to like get fries, just have hummus.
That's fucked up.
So I'm working.
Beet hummus is like the worst kind.
It was not good.
It's like
I
weirdly sweet.
I
bought it one time. I'm like, this is not what I want.
I ate all of it outside. It was very, it was humbling. So
standing on the street eating
suck
hummus.
It, BuzzFeed.
Wow, we have lost our goddamn minds.
Yeah, it's right. Happening.
I think we just took too much spark.
We just did too much.
Also, like, I feel like Hilary Duff has a great song called Sparks. Listen to that. Give it some justice. It never had justice. And leave a after you listen to this episode, leave a 5-star review on our podcast.
No one's going to be motivated to do that.
And just write, Hilary Duff deserves the world. I want to see if people do it. I want
to
see if people do it.
Send it to us. Send it to Danny.
Yes.
It will make his day.
Just Danny.
Send it to me after like a yoga class. I need it. I need it.
And DM it to him at Cashmere Danny with a K.
Yes.
You can also follow Casey, K space B with a C on Instagram.
Do.
Follow me, Sarah F. Carter. If you actually know, you can look at my highlight reel from the Instagram conference if you want. Nobody cares. It's a conference.
It's interesting.
Today's sign off comes from Danny.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to Not Another True Crime Podcast. Hilary Duff deserved better.
Yes!
Woo!
Betches.